All the news coverage and the rhetoric mean little to civilians caught in the middle of the Gaza conflict. One of them is Sama Habib. Sama Habib is a 23-year-old. He lives in Gaza City, and he's been keeping a blog during the conflict. Our colleagues at Public Broadcasting's Youth Radio are staying in touch with him. Sama Habib says that the sounds of the violence are impossible to ignore.
One of the rockets exploded in a nearby area. Okay. Oops. Oh, boom. Can you hear? This is like F-16 bombings, and we don't sleep from such kind of bombings that took place continuously here since the start of this war. My family and I were debating about leaving the house because it's no longer safe. We were speaking where to go. There's no place safe in Gaza Strip. Even my sister invited us all to her house. Her house is adjacent to another house that was bombed 3 days ago. So no safe place in Gaza. We don't know where to go. We do not have enough water. We do not have enough fuel, not enough gas, not enough power. Everything is being diminishing here in the Gaza Strip. There is a lot of talking about tunnels. So let me just point out about this crucial point. The tunnels were used as like a flourishing market for goods and commodities here in the Gaza Strip since we did not have open crossings with Israel. But when the war here started, the tunnels were destroyed and no longer food were getting into the Gaza Strip, and this created a very bad and negative impact on the market. So people were not able to get bread, were not able to get all kind of food stuff that was strongly needed at the moment.
You can read Sama Habib's blog and see some of his photographs at theworld.org. And as for those tunnels beneath the Gaza-Egypt border, the tunnels he mentioned, Israel takes a very different view of them. In addition to being conduits for food and other essentials, Israel says the tunnels are used by Hamas to smuggle weapons. That includes rockets that are regularly fired over the border into Israel. Israel wants guarantees that the tunnel smuggling will stop before it signs a truce. And to that end, the United States has reportedly promised Egypt $33 million worth of equipment to detect the underground passages.